Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Open Space. From Earth to Eternity, The Global Race to Explore and Conquer the Cosmos by David Ariosto is a reported non-fiction account of the contemporary space race. A journalist and space industry analyst examines how national governments, private companies, investors, scientists, and military planners are reshaping the future of activity beyond Earth. The book is not a technical manual or a single mission history. It is a broad journalistic survey of a fast-changing field, moving among lunar exploration, commercial launch ventures, Chinese space ambitions, USA policy debates, space debris, Mars settlement concepts, and speculative propulsion ideas. Its purpose is to show that space is no longer mainly the domain of Cold War superpowers or public agencies. It has become a contested arena where entrepreneurship, security strategy, technological uncertainty, and long-term visions of human expansion overlap. The book is especially concerned with who will set the rules, who will control access, and how decisions made now may shape the next era of exploration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the new space race is framed as a contest for power, infrastructure, and influence. Ariosto treats the modern space race as more than a revival of Apollo-era symbolism. The central competition is not only about planting flags or achieving firsts, but about building the infrastructure that could determine long-term influence beyond Earth. Launch capacity, lunar access, communications networks, robotic exploration, orbital platforms, and supply chains all become strategic assets. The United States remains central because of its deep technical base and private sector energy, but the book emphasizes that dominance is not guaranteed. China has moved quickly from national aspiration to operational capability, while Russia, India, Japan, and the European Union each contribute different strengths and pressures. This framing matters because space capability increasingly affects conditions on Earth, including defense awareness, communications resilience, scientific prestige, and industrial competitiveness. By connecting exploration with geopolitical leverage, Ariosto presents space as a domain where national ambition and economic structure cannot be separated. The book, therefore, asks readers to see missions to the Moon or Mars not as isolated achievements, but as signals within a larger competition over standards, access, alliances, and the future distribution of power. Secondly, private companies change the pace and logic of exploration. A major theme of open space is the rise of commercial space activity as a force that changes how exploration is financed, organized, and imagined. Ariosto gives attention to the way private firms can move faster than traditional state programs, take risks that agencies may avoid, and turn once experimental capabilities into repeatable services. The example of Intuitive Machines and its Odysseus lunar lander illustrates this shift. A privately built spacecraft reaching the Moon would once have seemed outside the normal structure of national exploration. The point is not that government has disappeared. Instead, the book shows a hybrid system in which public contracts, private capital, technical entrepreneurship, and national policy reinforce one another. This creates opportunity because more actors can attempt difficult missions and lower barriers to experimentation. It also creates tension because commercial incentives may not always align with scientific priorities, public accountability, or long-term stewardship. Ariosto uses the commercial turn to explain why the current space era feels unusually dynamic. It is propelled not only by national budgets, but also by investors, founders, suppliers, and markets trying to define what space activity can become. Thirdly, China appears as both a technological competitor and a governance challenge. China occupies a significant place in Ariosto analysis because its space program combines state planning, industrial policy, scientific ambition, and security priorities in a way that differs from the more market-driven U.S. model. The book highlights Chinese advances such as the development of the Tiangong space station, lunar exploration goals, and broader efforts to establish durable space capabilities. These developments are important not only because they demonstrate technical progress, but because they raise questions about strategic coordination. When commercial enterprises closely align with national security objectives, space achievements can serve economic, diplomatic, and military purposes at the same time. Ariosto does not reduce the subject to simple rivalry, but he uses China to show why the rules of the next space age are unsettled. If different powers bring different governance models into orbit and onto the Moon, then technical progress will be accompanied by institutional conflict. Issues such as resource use, orbital safety, data transparency, and lunar presence will not be resolved by engineering alone. They require political choices, international norms, and credible mechanisms for cooperation or competition management. Fourthly, human-centered reporting makes technical change legible. One reason open space stands out within contemporary space writing is its emphasis on people inside the industry rather than machinery alone, Ariosto approaches space exploration as a human enterprise shaped by engineers, entrepreneurs, policymakers, analysts, and mission teams who operate under intense uncertainty. This journalistic method helps translate abstract trends into practical dilemmas: how to fund a risky mission, how to compete with national programs, how to respond to failure, and how to justify exploration when the outcomes may be decades away. The book appears strongest when it connects technical milestones to the pressure, ambition, and institutional bargaining behind them. That approach gives readers a clearer sense of why space progress is uneven. A successful launch or landing is the visible result of many hidden decisions about materials, budgets, regulation, procurement, and tolerance for risk. At the same time, the book has been described by reviewers as uneven, especially when it moves from reported scenes into broader speculation. This limitation matters because the human stories can clarify complexity. While more expansive claims about cosmic destiny require stronger analytical discipline to remain convincing. Lastly, the book links exploration dreams to unresolved problems of stewardship. Ariosto presents space as an open field of possibility, but the book also touches on hazards that complicate any easy narrative of expansion. Space debris is one of the clearest examples. More satellites, more launches, and more commercial activity increase the importance of traffic coordination, debris mitigation, and responsible orbital behavior. The problem is technical, legal, and political at once. A fragment in orbit can threaten spacecraft regardless of national origin, while the incentives to prevent debris are distributed unevenly among public and private actors. The book also considers the prospect of Mars settlement and more speculative ideas such as advanced propulsion. These subjects widen the scale of discussion from near-term lunar and orbital competition to deeper questions about human survival, adaptation, and ambition. The tension is that long-range visions can inspire research and investment, but they can also obscure unresolved practical barriers, including life support, radiation, governance, cost, and ethical responsibility. Ariosto, Streetman invites readers to consider that exploration is not simply a sequence of technical achievements. It is also a test of whether institutions can manage shared environments before damage becomes difficult to reverse. In conclusion, Open Space is best suited for readers who want a current, accessible map of the forces shaping space exploration, rather than a narrowly technical explanation of rockets or planetary science. Space enthusiasts will find useful context for recent lunar and orbital developments. Readers interested in geopolitics will gain a clearer view of why the moon, satellites, commercial launch systems, and space stations matter to national strategy. Policy professionals, students, and industry observers can use the book as a synthesis of how public agencies, private firms, investors, and rival states now operate in the same arena. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers connect individual missions to larger questions of governance, security, commercial incentives, and long-term stewardship. Its intellectual benefit is its insistence that the future of space will be decided not only by engineering, but by institutions and choices made on Earth. Compared with older space history centered on NASA, the Cold War, or heroic astronauts, Ariosto focuses on a more fragmented and global landscape. Compared with highly technical space industry books, it emphasizes reporting, access, and geopolitical interpretation. The book stands out because it captures a transitional moment space is becoming commercial, international, militarily significant, and philosophically consequential all at once. If you would like to support David Ariosto, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.